From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Remember, remember, the 4th of November.
Because that's when we've got Norwich. On Tuesday night, the 4th of November, we've got Norwich. The favourites for promotion, and as it's the night before Bonfire Night, there's bound to be fireworks. All right, they came down from the Premiership last season, but with class players like Cameron Jerome, Wes Houlihan, Bradley Johnson and Nathan Redmond, they'll be wanting to go back up like a rocket. So, make sure you're there to shout on the Borough Stars, and let's make the atmosphere explosive. Borough. Okay, so I'm there.
It's almost tropical, the weather that is, as we actually come into November the 1st, All Souls Day, of course. No, sorry, All Saints Day. But anyway, it's the day after the officially hottest Halloween on record in terms of temperatures. And some might say, is that due to the York Maze? Is it due to York Maze Halloween? Ed Wellman's joining us for the first time at the York Maze. What are you looking forward to, Ed?
Well, I'm looking forward to it being amazing. I just saw your poster on the side of the A1 and I thought, well, I have no idea what to expect, but I'll be amazed.
No, no. There we are. And it's not Tom Piercy for a change, actually, sort of being our first interview here. It's the fabulous, legendary Karen. Karen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So here we are, York Maze, Hallow Scream, of course, something which we didn't cover last year. We did the year before. We saw York Maze in the summer. This just gets better and better.
Absolutely. Halloween by day, Hallow Scream by night.
We thought it was a bit too scary to get Ed along for the Hallow Scream things because it's, you know, it does. I mean, you've got your chainsaw wielding clowns, you've got all sorts of other areas. It's a bit scary, really.
Absolutely. We take great pride in our work and we endeavour to scare the living daylights out of you because that's what our guests want.
And there used to be a tie-in with, of course, the York Dungeon at times. I think some of the sort of artists used to sort of work and cross over in terms of that. But you don't want to talk about that, so let's move on to other things. If Tom arrives, if Tom Piercy comes, we'll touch base with him. How long have you been with the York Maze Company?
I've been with them for 4 years now.
How have I never encountered you before? This is amazing.
Maybe because you weren't married here.
Are you actually? Oh, well, you've got to share. What's the story there?
Well, I'm the wedding coordinator for the site. So when we're not scaring people, we're hopefully giving them the best day of their lives.
Okay, Ed.
So what am I going to see first when I enter the maze then?
You're going to walk past the scary mannequins down the courtyard with our smoke-filled courtyard. And then we're going to take you past the House of Confusion, which is very hard to stand up in and is very nice during the day and extremely scary on a night when we fill it with clowns.
Did you order this fabulous weather? Is it like this every November?
At York Maze, yes. It's all part of the package.
It's like the globe under the dome. That's the thing. You sort of transcend that whole system. The House of Confusion, I experienced with Natalie Tuck and her mum in the summer when we covered it, of course. You have all sorts of strange things with gravity, mirrors, windows, etc. It is really quite confusing.
Absolutely, and that's what we aim to do, confuse you.
So, obviously, you're here in the very important, I suppose it's the last thing most people actually see. It's the base for the actual sort of the gift shop. So that's the word I'm actually looking for. All sorts of manners here. And you're in charge of stamping people out if they're coming back in, all sorts of other areas, etc. You must be very pleased with how the York Maze has. I mean, we've followed this with Tom since back in the day of 2005 when it was in a different location. So we've seen lots of growth here, but it really is becoming quite celebrated nationally as well and internationally.
Well, we hope to give every single customer an amazing day. That is our mission statement and that's what we try to do. So everything from playing in the sandpit to mum shopping in the gift shop and hopefully buying something that she can't buy elsewhere.
In the summer, of course, Tom makes use of a great number of students from local colleges, the local universities, actually acting as guides and such like. Are they still on site here or have they all been scared away? Do you have a different sort of breed of tourists for those people who just find it too much to sort of, you know, coordinate?
A lot of our summer staff who can't work have come back for the scare evenings just to see their friends and their colleagues that they've made during the summer. And it's quite upsetting for them if they can't work because it's just a great place to work.
Absolutely. And as another stamp is actually put forward there, Ed, any sort of thoughts before we begin to enter this maze of confusion? I think the confusion thing is one we'll probably sort of take through because it is still the same as in the summer, presumably, with a few added aspects.
A little bit of spooky music this time round for you.
Mm. No, I'm ready to go.
There you go. It's been a delight, Karen, touching base with your good self. Just wear that hat in terms of if people are looking to get married at the York Maze. Presumably they just contact you through yorkmaze.com.
On the website, I have my own wedding page on there. So if you just want to log on and have a look, and you can see how we can make your day wonderful.
And so we've crossed the threshold, we've made our way into the initial area of the maze. We'll shortly be encountering a range of other fine folks, but I think, Ed, we will be going through this horse of confusion. I think so. Let's just have a quick word with Tom, if we may. Not Tom Piercy, of course, but just a quick, we're covering this for Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting. We're perfectly validated. Tom, I presume that is your name, it's not an acronym.
No, that is definitely my name, yeah.
Fantastic. So, Tom, we're just about to look at the Halloween House of Confusion. I was here in the summer when it was just the House of Confusion.
Yep.
Should Ed be prepared for anything, shall we say, out of the ordinary here?
Well, not today. During the night times in the Hallow Scream event, we do have a lot of actors running around chasing after people, so we do get some incredible reactions off those people there.
It's the chain-wielding clowns that always sort of surprise me from that point of view. So, Ed, questions for Tom.
How long is this terror going to take?
This turn today, it roughly takes about 5 minutes to get around the attraction, but on the night time it can take longer as people do end up running into walls.
Do some people never come out alive?
If I told you that, you would
it's
never...
It's recycling, I believe, actually, Tom. That's the key thing, because obviously you've got to have some sort of food for next year's maze to actually grow. So those people who obviously... And survival of the fittest, of course, there's that as well. Tom, it's astonishingly wonderful weather. I mean, you can always say it was a day of July. I mean, when you signed up for this gig, presumably you were expected to actually be having your thermal undies on.
Well, yeah, at first I did think that. I mean, I was told we'd be a lot quieter, but this Halloween we've had an astonishing amount of support and stuff. Like, thousands of people have been coming on a daily basis, so it's been really good.
It has obviously been on the back of the school half-term, of course, sitting in the El Hero scene. But the thing I like about this, as I said to Tom in the past, is you've really got a wonderful contemporary experience for all the family to actually enjoy. I think we might be following a family as they go around the House of Confusion. Where do you come from when you're not actually doing this wonderful sort of stewarding for the York Maze?
Well, I'm actually at Archbishop Holgate Sixth Form, currently doing my second year of A-levels, so I'm just in the middle of choosing my university, so hopefully the money earned here will go into my new university funds.
And any thoughts about the university you should go to? Possibly Lincoln?
Well, at the moment I'm keeping my options open just because I want to see what different areas can offer me.
Very good. And what sort of subjects are you looking to study?
I'm looking to do war studies, which is kind of a history course, because I'm looking to join the army later on.
Tom, fantastic connecting with you. I think there's a queue waiting for your thing, so we'll see you there. Take care. See you later. Cheers there. Thanks. And there we are, okay, as the rest of the thing sort of wanders through there. I'm actually thinking, Ed, should we make ourselves a refreshment before we go through that?
You know, and so that's a marvellous idea.
Well, yeah. Then let's do it. This building has no brain, so please use yours when inside it. Let's go, Ed.
By entering this house, you are deemed to have read and understand these warnings. Understood.
Okay, I'll rely on your commentary skills as we move into the first stage of this whole area, which certainly...
Yes, we're
going down the steps here.
5, 6, 7...
Now... We move into this side. We're now reliant on Ed actually doing his usual legs of finding ways around here. And he's working through a maze of vinyl at this particular moment in time with the...
Not that kind of vinyl. Here we are.
It's PVC writ large here. Red and black stripes coming down. We move through the next sort of stage here. I think this is where Natalie got a little bit confused in the thing.
So we are in a maze.
We are
in a maze. This is the pit.
Quite literally in an internal maze.
Oh, a nice large room this time.
The next stage. And where
are
we?
Here we are.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Imagery Drive and Southside Broadcasting on location, associated with Pharma Nutritional Supplements Limited. Ed is trying to seek a way out in some way, shape, or form here. I think we're moving through to the next thing. We're now following the white arrow, and we're now being followed by scary young children, which is even more worrying, but never mind. Around to the side, they're probably relying on us to lead them into some way, shape, or form. And have we returned to where we are?
Right. Straight on and right.
And I'm now totally confused.
Oh, in terms of the system.
Oh. And now we're actually in almost, oh, we're now in a strange mirror environment, which means presumably we have to continue onwards somewhere, right? Okay.
Sort of footbridge now.
Okay. Best to keep on the bridge. Not to jump off the hard ground of things. The perception is going particularly strange now. Hopefully we've gone through the ladder side of things. Now, this is a particularly scary tunnel, Ed. I think it's often best to actually almost just hang on tight to the barriers and hope for the best. I will do my level best to keep ourselves working as we cycle from one side to the other. We're getting a whole range of strange, bizarre, wonderful activities here. Just as we haven't had a four-course meal before we actually arrived here. And we're now down to the next stage. And up through the ladders, heartbeats already beginning to race. If we actually adopted this on the later Hello Scream with killer clowns, it would probably be even more scary. Those eyes are following us, Ed.
And these eyes are following us as well. Hello, youngster. Hello.
Well, this is the place where probably Jessica Ward might have found it a little bit too traumatic at this stage. Heaven only knows what Emma would have made of it. But we're still carrying on, bravely moving into the mirror maze. Ed quite rightly sort of put his arms out to ensure that we can follow the right way through here, we don't actually go crashing into a mirror. And
I thought there was a way out there, but not.
We can't go through the emergency door. We're going down another perceptive barrier, things. I think my mind is suddenly feeling as though it's being very strangely expanded here. Because
the shrinking corridor.
Copy of the illusion used in the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory film. As we walk down the corridor, you appear to get bigger. Shall we give it a try, then?
Let's do. Let's see whether we get smaller or the corridor does. Ah.
So, assuming we were doing this maze whilst being pursued by actors dressed as killer clowns with all sorts of things, it could be quite scary indeed, but we are in the upside-down room, and your thoughts so far, Ed?
Well, one of the signs says, if your feet smell and your nose runs, you're upside down. So we're upside down right now. Or everything else is. I'm not sure. I don't know who I am.
I don't know who we are, what we're doing, where we are. We're going up the next set of stairs. Where will this actually take us? Is it the horse of a house? I'm sure it's a horse of confusion. I'm still confused. Never mind. This is the distorted gravity area. Now, this, I think, particularly sort of brings us into a space area. And I know, Ed, you're a very keen science fiction line.
That's science fiction.
So, literally, just be brave, Ed, and bear in mind. This is one way which will sort out the whole range of things as far as, well, everything to do with broadcasting, etc.
Why is this so difficult? This is weird. There is something else in here other than this room being on its side.
Something else in the room. Well, being forced across the whole thing there. And
Katie Grimason would be loving this bit. I just know she would.
We head to the York maze. Yes, where is Katie when we need her? She's not there. And
I do think that the end is nigh.
Well, hopefully not quite literally the end. Only the beginning of the end as we work through that. Pass through the final set of scenarios here. And lunch has not been lost. And we have returned. And there we are. Ed, your first experience of the House of Confusion.
Yeah, just catch my breath there. It's such an unassuming small shed from the outside and such horror inside.
Strangely, having gone through it in the summer, I was prepared for some of those particular distortions, but it is, as you rightly say, quite amazing. A bit like the TARDIS for Doctor Who fans. You go in there, you don't know where you're going to end up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to breathe.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
On a serious note, Ed, I do think that what Tom Pierce has actually put up here is a real case of family entertainment, because we're seeing a lot of really happy children here enjoying themselves in what we would probably refer to as the simple pleasures.
This is the jumping pillow. It's actually a remarkable thing. It's like a big pillow full of air. And this is exactly the sort of thing that, as a kid, I would never have gone near. My sister would have gone near this. This is absolutely her thing.
And that's why she ended up in Birmingham, of course. Pillow running sessions to allow smaller children to play safely together. Children lower than the height mark must only bounce on the pillow when directed by a member of staff. No pushing and no somersaults there. I'm not sure, actually, and I hope Tom sort of acknowledges this, I'm not sure whether somersaults is actually spelt correctly there. I mean, I don't know. It's a...
I think it doesn't look quite right. But there's a dog, little dog there, little spaniel. It just can't understand why he's not allowed to go on this.
No. His tail's wagging.
And all the adults as well, of course. They're pretending that they're watching their children, but really,
secretly,
they just want to go.
They'll have to come back later on tonight when the whole thing changes completely. And no, we won't be covering that because we've got other corn to be consumed. The mineshaft maze. Again, I don't think we'll necessarily go through this because after having seen the last thing, I think that's quite a scenario, but please mind your head. Don't climb on the fences. I suppose it's good in these days of sort of the coal mining industry's latter years, some might well say, if you fancy doing a bit of crawling through the mineshaft maze.
I'm still not over the gravity test that we just underwent.
Don't worry, because I'm going to take you over to a place now which has become a tradition. It was one of the first ever themes for the York Maze, and it's one of the reasons why we've rooted it in our history, and we always like to use it for a whole range of factors, including the adventures that we have on these location reports. You see a young child running there, thinking he might indeed see the doctor emerging from it. That could have actually given it away. Of course, we're heading for that little blue box in the corner of the field, which actually sort of deals with no end of monsters, scary stuff, etc., etc. Yes, Ed, you now get to stand literally outside and by the TARDIS.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in. No, not in. But by is good.
I think we've already been in a sort of TARDIS with the corn maze. We had the gravity effect. We've come into a whole new world.
Absolutely.
The Hallow Scream Express, a 1981 Ford Cardinal hearse, originally built by Coleman Milne, much modified with all the best bits, an engine for the aficionados out there, highly modified Ford V8 302 small block, totally rebuilt to a high spec. Ed is currently having a wander around. So what do you think, Ed? Do you think this will be a useful midweek drive mobile for the team?
I think if it had a couple of our Southside stickers on the side, it's just what we need for our outside broadcast. It's actually a Ford Granada dashboard. I can tell you that much about it. And
it's got a nice sort of coffin on the top, really, for any sort of external passengers that need to be taken on board, really. I mean, I think Katie would enjoy that. So once again, we mentioned the Grimmison Meister, mistress, I should say, who was around. And inside we've got, so actually room for two coffins, really, inside and outside.
I know. And four exhaust pipes on either side. So we're going to get a bit of speed up here, I think.
Serious stuff. We're still recovering from the House of Cornfusion. We'll be moving on to see some of the other grand events as the thing proceeds. But so far, Ed, your thoughts on the York Maze?
Scared. You will be.
Well, we just heard those immortal words. Have you seen the weather forecasting stone? There is, of course, a classic theme that runs through this in terms of our appreciation of weather forecasting on Siren FM. Perhaps you'd like to actually share with us.
I think we need a siren stone outside our studio because, you know, it's simple as if the stone is wet, it's raining. If the stone's dry, it isn't raining. If you can't see the stone, it's foggy, etc., etc. All the way through to if the stone's gone.
Tornado.
A tornado, yeah.
Swinging stone, windy. That was indeed Farmer Tom's weather forecasting stone.
Shall we deliver today's weather forecast then in a matter of 5 seconds? The stone is dry, it is not raining.
In case you're wondering as to why Natalie Tuck, or indeed Katrina Lakin, our regular midweek drivettes as far as the York Maze are concerned, are not around, well, Katrina is actually in Bristol with Richard, well done, and Natalie, of course, is now working in London, so that's the reason for their absence. We've just seen, I think, a mother and daughter, possibly sort of a pair of sisters with an interesting sort of Halloween disguise on. Well, the children do seem to have actually taken the dress up seriously, unless, of course, this is their normal get-up.
They're taking it very seriously. It'll be quite scary if we come across any of them in there. But this is it. This is the entrance to the York Maze.
And we've been asked, can we complete the Colonel and Sweeties challenges today? Don't know. The Fumpkin Pumpkin face trace is there as well. The Haunted Maze treasure hunt is around. Clearly the maze itself is just about to be harvested. So are you ready, Ed, to cross the threshold and hopefully work our way through this
York Maze? Ready, moving towards it. Using the stencils hidden within the maze.
You can select different shaped eyes, noses and mouths to create your very own pumpkin, and then check your design against the board at the exit to see what he's called.
Just past the voice of Tom Piercy there. Oh, he chokes with the emotion, the whole thing, regaling us with our opening side of things. And it is, I mean, I suppose it's a classic example of nature at its best here, because clearly when I was here in the summer with Natalie and her mum, and Jill, we clearly had a whole range of things where the maize was high and so on. Now we've got a whole field of, actually, maize that has really not quite passed its sell-by date, but it's all ready to actually be sort of driven up, really.
It's looking a little bit
forlorn.
Yeah. It's autumnal, although, you know, as we're in the middle of summer still, it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful out here.
There is, of course, one important thing I've forgotten to mention, Ed, and it's one of the reasons why it's always useful to have a couple of sacrificial midweek drivettes on our routine. I haven't actually got a map to the maze, and we've just started off into the maze with no real clue in terms of where we're going, and I certainly can't remember what we were doing last time around, so we probably need to find an observation platform and maybe get some sort of sense of a routine. Unless, of course, your inbuilt organic satellite navigation system is going to actually do the business for us.
It may well do. I've got a very good sense of direction. I think I can get us out of this.
Curiously enough, in days gone by, days of yore, we had the voices of Minster FM guiding us through various other areas. In the summer, of course, with Yorkshire's favourite Yorkshireman, Jeff Boycott and Brian Blessed, and curiously, actually, Jeremy Clarkson, who apparently was born in Doncaster. We had a whole range of other bits and pieces. Now I'm looking at a wooden post which has the funky pumpkin face trace. So true, exactly. Clearly, I should have actually spelled it out before I actually read the whole thing. Welcome to the Nose Station and the funky pumpkin face trace. Meanwhile, Ed has actually picked up some corn on the cob.
I have. This would be a funky nose, wouldn't it? There you are.
I think there's a photo shoot coming up for that point
there
routine.
It is. Yes, it looks like a little hedgehog. What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah. It's got a hedgehog sort of theme to the whole system.
If we were following the lesson plans closely, we would be choosing a nose, lifting the plastic and putting our sheet under it at this point. But we chose not to take part in the educational side of this. I don't think we're lost just yet, but it's actually quite remarkable. You don't have to come very far in to not be able to see that bridge.
Yeah, gone.
Three trees. One, two, three.
We've still got gravity, but the rest of the thing has actually sort of vanished completely. Being serious for a moment, of course, we've both got educational experience from the comprehensive scenario. Lots of really great educational stuff here for youngsters of all ages, I would have said.
Yeah, a really great place to learn about, you know, the great outdoors. And isn't it wonderful just to get out of town and to get into the outdoors?
And so we're on the bridge, Ed.
We are, and I'm still slightly seasick from the gravity room. Sorry to keep bringing this up, but that's the only thing. I hope I don't bring anything up further on this. But we are looking across the maze, and it's amazing. It's November the 1st, and the sun is just beautiful. And the sound here, if I shut up for a second, it doesn't get much better than that on a Saturday. We walked about a third.
16th.
Yeah. Do you think only that? I was going to say
so.
A third.
No, I think, Ed, having done it in the summer, I think we covered about a 16th, actually.
Did we? Well, we'll do better next time. But yeah, what a lovely golden sight.
Indeed, Yorkshire, God's own country, some might say. Sorry, Lincolnshire, but I know there's good stuff there as well. And you've been listening to the Midweek Drive from Siren on 7.3 FM and Southside Broadcasting on location at the Halloween York Maze. The last of the York Maze tourist attractions before, of course, a whole new exciting thing opens up, which I can't say anything about as yet, but I've had some possible indications as to what will be celebrated in 2015. And the average visitors are in for a great time here. So I think it's well done to Tom Piercy. What say you, Ed?
I think this is really, really interesting, and it's well worth the trip. Only an hour and a half from Lincoln, well worth the trip.
And so the end of another location report, an audio passcode begins to come to an end. We've worked our way through the maze of corn fusion. We've worked our way through the real maze. We haven't had a chance to really interview the falconry display that's actually around here as yet, but we have had a look at the wonderful hearse-driven automobile that's around here and shared some of the excitements here of the York Maze Hallow Scream event of 2014. This, of course, being the last day that the thing is actually running. The weather is beginning to change just slightly. The breeze is coming up here. The Weatherstone will obviously be sort of making its own particular prediction. But, Ed, your thoughts on the event itself?
Well, I think it's been a wonderful day. It's changed from summer to autumn in front of our eyes today. But there's so much to do here. The gravity thing, which we've said all through, we still haven't understood that. We're going to be talking about that for the rest of this year, I think. But just great to be in the outdoors, and
you know, Halloween, what's it about? It's about just getting out and doing something different, I think. It's all very good. Love this.
There we are. We started off, of course, with the day after October 31st, All Souls Day, now on to All Saints Day. You've been listening to Ed Wellman and Alex Levchuk on location in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements Limited for Southside Broadcasting and also indirectly from Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM. Next up, Ed, I believe could well be Annette Andre once again in Birmingham at the NEC at an event indoors with a whole heap of other things and possibly the return of Katie Grimerson.
Well, you know, Katie Grimerson, Annette Andre, what competition?
And maybe if they're also around, we may just have the debut on location of a certain Emma Tinson and maybe even Jessica Ward as well.
Let's hope so.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 8188 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.